And then we have the obvious ones, and many people think about this at the holidays. You know, I thought of my mom who passed last year. You know, we're at Christmas celebration. You know, we think about those that have passed, and some people have unresolved grief anticipating someone's passing, or they're thinking about how was it growing up to how is it now. These are all factors that get stuck in there, and you want to process it. Grief is something that's designed to be experienced. It's a signal, but not to be stuck. And these tools that use the conscious mind is actually a small part of it, the subconscious using imagery and some other tools, and then the body's energy system, which is very pleasant, and it's a little blend of east and west. It's using the acupuncture meridians, let's say tapping on some points in the face, hands, and upper torso, and then engaging parts of the brain with various kinds of imagery are incredibly powerful.
Well, and this is just something interesting. You know, we talked about how many people are happy as opposed to those who are not. What about good people as opposed to bad or evil people? I would suggest it's overwhelmingly good.
I do, too. And, you know, you are a very good example of an optimist. And there's a lot of research on this. Number one, when you practice what you're just describing right now, how you see the world, when you have positive emotions like the wonder and the curiosity and even the engagement with your daughter, and when you have that curiosity about life, and as compared to negative experience like sadness, anger, resentment, and when the good feelings that you're describing outweigh the negative by 3-to-1, you're going to be successful. When it's the 3-to-1 ratio is kind of magic. And you are going to be successful with problem solving, with mood, and everything else. So and people can control that. And if you can't control it, there's guidance to do that. There's tools like mindfulness meditation. Our books are packed with stuff. But if you could take 10 minutes a day just with a little deep breathing or with positive imagery, I was even mentioning with doing that balanced breathing exercise, to activate the subconscious, think of a release image of some sort. Let's say like putting your frustrations or your annoyances in a big helium-filled balloon and just releasing it. It does a lot. And just try that. So the next time you're stuck on an airplane, think of me and those ideas. But what happens is, if you think of the people, you are very successful at doing what you do. And the people that are successful are optimists. If you look around, so if you want to be successful and if you want to be healthier, it helps to be optimistic. Now, many times people have learned how to be pessimistic, and they've learned because of traumas in their life. But traumas can be healed, and just losses can be healed. Once somebody has something that's been very significant in their life that's bothered them, once they have a positive experience of release, their lives change. And that's the fun part. Then they know, number one, that anything can happen, and it doesn't have to take very long. And then they notice, and then they focus on the positive things in their life. So I just want to just mention the findings on negative bias. And it was in the Mind Journal, the Smithsonian Institute Mind, and the new study that just came out in the January-February issue, that people are essentially, they can learn to correct this negative mind bias. And they're saying that instead of it being unhealthy, that it's just part of the survival mechanism. We're back to, do you want to get eaten by that saber-toothed tiger? No, you're going to produce cortisol that will help you to imprint where that animal is, so you'll remember it, so you're going to avoid it. That's one of the things cortisol does, is it imprints what is happening at the time. But you want to reduce that stress hormone. You don't need it anymore. So that's one of the things that they're teaching, is this negative bias, which is essentially a survival mechanism because you're scanning for something negative. But you can learn to reposition yourself so you're scanning for the positives, which That's one of the things we're teaching people to do. We use a little different terminology, but it's now coming out not as a problem. It's coming out as a opportunity to correct something that's actually good for you, but it gets a little overwhelming at times. So that's brand new research.